Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my sharing on YouTube an important and timely vision that occurred October 14th of this year. This is part one. Spiritual Prayer Warriors, this week I received one of the most outstanding visions that I've ever had. It ranks right up there with the top 3, 4, 5. And I want to share that with you. But before I do, let me just remind you that we are now, according to what the Lord has spoke to me about, in a special prophetic portal. Now, in January, the Lord spoke to me and said there were going to be 3 this year, April, July, and then mid-October through mid-November. Now, I know, yes, the Holy Spirit's in us. The Holy Spirit leads, guides, speaks to us every day. That's not the point. The point is that there were these specific times that the Lord said that he was going to increase revelation because of specific events that were happening in conjunction with them on the earth, and so in our lives. And so it's important for us to understand that as a prophet of God, that it's not my job just to proclaim and foretell future events. It's actually, to the greater degree, sharing what's happening in the Spirit. And so that's what this vision is about. Now, let me share it. A couple of days ago, 14th of this month, I was in my prayer closet, as it were, in my den, and just enjoying a time of prayer, and the anointing rolled in on me. And I felt the anointing on this very boldly. It was a strong anointing, something that just grabbed me and pulled me into the spiritual atmosphere and lifted me up. And as it did, I was raised up in the Spirit, and I could tell all around me there was a rending of the heavenlies. It was in the spiritual realm. Something significant was occurring, and the heavenlies began to part. And I felt this energy of breakthrough, the power of God breaking through. And as I did, I witnessed the rainbow glory of God just begin to roll in. And it rolled into the spiritual atmosphere over America, very similarly to what I witnessed even back in 2010, when the Lord took me to heaven for the first time and he showed me the rainbow glory that was swirling there in the heavenlies. And then again in 2013, the Lord showed me the rainbow glory coming down over the United States. See, up until that time, after all these years of ministry, I'd witnessed the glory of God as it's recounted in the Old Testament called the Shekinah, which was kind of like an off-white cloud that would roll into the meetings sometimes. I would see it in the Spirit. We would see it in the atmosphere as the power of God was healing people and saving people in meetings. It was glorious, but this was something new, rainbow glory. And through my encounters, the Lord has spoke to me several times about how that it signifies the authority of the throne room. We find in Ezekiel 1, we find in the Revelation that the prophets of God associated the rainbow colors, not just a rainbow defined, but rainbow colors swirling and moving. They're connected with redemption, with the authority of Christ for saving the lost and for leading his people. And so that's what I saw in this vision. The rainbow glory just came swirling in and moving through the atmosphere, breaking through. And that rainbow glory then began to lower down over the United States, and it just filled the land. I could tell also that it extended further than what my sight was, so that it would go to other lands, go around the world. But it was significantly, powerfully bringing the kingdom of God, the glory of Christ. In fact, it represented the authority of the throne of Christ, but Christ was in the glory. Jesus was in the glory. He was the glory. The glory was him. I could just sense and feel all of this, the majesty of the glory was just tremendous, powerful as it was flowing. And I sensed at that particular time that there was boldness, there was strength, there was authority, there was redemption, there was a shift, there was something significant happening, a major move of the living God that was occurring. And it just overwhelmed me. And then I heard a trumpet, a horn of some kind in the spirit, blowing. It was an announcement. It was a proclamation. It was a warning. The glory of God is coming is what I felt. We're in a glory revival. The glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is not just an essence of God. Indeed, it is. But it is the self-revealed presence of God to people, to his church, but also to those who are lost. And I could feel that happening in both of those. He was empowering his church, the ecclesia, the people of God. But he was also revealing himself to the world, revealing himself as the Savior, as the Spirit of truth was coming forward. And then I saw everything about the rainbow glory just began to lighten. It increased in glory. And at that moment, I heard an angel say, "The Lord will reveal himself in wondrous ways yet again. The Lord will reveal himself in wondrous ways yet again." It's about the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be honest with you. At that particular point, this was so impacting to me, and I felt the presence of God bursting through, rending the heavens, and the glory coming with the sound of the trumpet. I almost thought it was the second coming of the Lord, but I realized, no, this may be an echo of what is to come. This may be resembling, in a way, what will happen in the future, but this was a prophetic echo. This was something that was about revelation and salvation and revival. It was about the saving of millions of souls on the earth today, spiritual awakening. And this just so impacted me. I was standing there in total amazement in the heavenlies watching all of this happen. And it just rumbled on the inside of me, the sense of the great authority that was in Jesus and his glory at that particular moment. And then I noticed, suddenly there appeared millions of believers. They just kind of like were raised up from the earth, and there they were. They just extended, the number of them innumerable, extended out as far as I could see, and they all had their hands raised before God. And they were weeping, they were rejoicing, they were smiling. There were tears that sometimes would run down their cheeks. And it just, all the love, the awe that they had for Jesus, they were worshiping the Lord, basking in the coming of his presence and how he was touching them. And then, as they had their hands raised, I heard an angel say this: "The command to run will come shortly, but they must be filled with Jesus' glory and power for this day. Faith is their rest, whether worshiping or running. The more they worship, the greater the impact of their running." And when I heard him say that, I realized that on the inside of me, there was an expectation. If this wasn't the literal return of the Lord, but this was a major return of glory for revival and salvation, a move of the outpouring of the Spirit, then these people that are worshiping God, they got to run with the glory. I expected that because I've seen that in prior visions, where the glory would come upon the evangelists of God, the people of the living God, and they would run with that glory. And the angel was just speaking and just telling me, wait, wait, they have to be filled with the glory, filled with the presence of Christ. Patient, be patient. And then the command will come. And then it began to wane. And the heaviness of that was on me for 2 solid days, waiting for the Lord to finish. And then 48 hours later, the Holy Spirit raised me back into the heavens, into the same place. And 48 hours, it suddenly occurred to me, Ephesians 4, verse 8. It says about Jesus, he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. And the Spirit of God, just on the inside, resonated those things. This is Jesus. Jesus is ascended on high. Jesus is on high. Jesus is the one with the authority. This is about him, his lordship, his rule, his command of the body of Christ. And he led captivity captive. And he is, I could sense in the Spirit that when the rending of the heavens is here, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is again rending captivity captive, destroying the works of the enemy on the earth in people's lives. Wow. And he gave gifts to men. I could sense he was giving in this glory the gifts that were necessary for the fulfillment of their destinies, but also for the revival. The revival. Praise God. And then I noticed, as I watched, all of those believers that were there worshiping Jesus. Oh, I can still feel that. I can still feel the power of that heavenly worship and adoration of Jesus. Jesus. And then I heard the angel loudly said one word, go. And when he said that word, instantly, all of those millions of believers just disappeared to go back to the earth, to their regular lives. And when they did, it was like I could see the rainbow trail of light that was just there, just filling the atmosphere. They were gone in an instant. And they were back in their lives. And being back in their lives is to carry the glory that they had received, to carry it back to the earth, and to release it and to share it with those that were around them. And in the glory and in their own individual lives were the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the glory, gifts of authority and of peace and salvation, redemption, miracles. There was a confidence upon them that they didn't have before. The confidence, the love, the truth that had saturated them after being with Jesus. It was something that was a witness in and of itself to the people that were around them, to the world. They're filled with Jesus, something about God within them and coming through them, exuding through, if you will, their very pores. And then they had authority over the enemy. And the miracles, just innumerable miracles, power displays that were happening all around these points of light, these points, individuals around the world, in the nations, filling the earth with points of glory and redemption. And then the scene changed. Well, you can tell the anointing is on me right now. I'm doing my best to deliver this to you. And I witnessed, it seemed again, like millions of people coming to the Lord all around where these people were in the earth that were releasing the glory. People around them began to respond to the glory. And they just stood up and began walking toward those individuals to receive what they had. And then it turned into the mass of a sea of people walking in the Spirit toward Jesus. About this was about the greatest revival and evangelistic thrust by the outpouring of the Spirit that has ever been upon the face of the earth. This is the power of Jesus and His glory in the earth. This is what Jesus is doing now. People were coming to Jesus by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. From all corners of the earth, they were coming to worship Jesus, to worship Jesus. It was an astounding vision. And I am so shaken by it. People in the spirit and in the natural, the heavens have been rended by God, as it were. The glory of God is flowing. Jesus Himself in His glory is touching the hearts of His church. And through them, He's touching the hearts of people all around the earth, and they're coming in. I want you to catch that glory. Catch it within you today. The anointing that's on this vision, receive it into your heart as the Holy Spirit impacts you now. And in that position, I'm now as a prophet of God. Release the anointing of that glory into you to fill you and overcome you with God's presence. And at this moment, to become an evangelist of the rainbow glory of God. Tell others about Jesus. Do works of miracles and power. Jesus will back them up. I pray that the anointing and glory on this vision impacted your heart as much as it did mine. We are truly living in fascinating times. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss part two. And for more teaching and resources, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. Blessings to you.